by the time the war came, Camp MacArthur, you know, came to Waco, and that was filled with the 32nd Division with Wisconsin and Michigan soldiers. The soldiers began to come to town and have their work done in town, and they'd come to my dad's shop. He had a nice big shop where you could sit around and read newspapers, and he'd have magazines there where they could wait. And he always had that place full of soldiers. In fact, he had one of them come in there wanting to work for him one day. But he would work late on Saturday night. He'd work day and night, not only on Saturday nights, but on weeknights to catch up. Then pretty soon the government gave him a contract to take care of the officers' boots. They all had to have so much done to their boots all the time. Of course, the enlisted men would just come and have their own shoes fixed, you know. But he had a contract for those officers' boots. He made a lot of money during the war. Mm-hmm. And that was where he really, that was a bonanza for him. And that's where he got us really established. Mm-hmm. And because I was in high school at that time, that was during the war. Mm-hmm. And it was a big day for a big time for Waco, because it Waco enlarged. I forgot the population went up so big, and so many of the soldiers that came to Waco at that time married Waco girls when the war was over, and some of them were still living here in Waco. I noticed two or three in the paper the other day, some reunion, and it was one of those Michigan soldiers that had married a Waco girl. So that was a big time for Baylor Waco, that army camp was located. Not too far from here, up on 19th Street. There's still remnants of it out there.